The 3-4 is a linebacker. I mean, he had three sacks from linebackers last week. He had a pick from linebackers. I think that was the first interception by a linebacker in a couple of years here. I mean, a 3-4 is kind of, in a way, geared for linebackers to make plays. They're playmakers.
Yep. I mean, I think, you know, you got more of them out there. You know, certainly in the 3-4, you got – and many times, you know, when you use a 3-4 system – when you go to your nickel and dime packages, which when Darryl got his sack, that was a nickel grouping, I believe, and then Woodyard made his interception in a nickel grouping, you still have four of them out there because usually two of the outside linebackers move down to ends, and then, you know, you got the two inside guys still left. So you're just playing with more of them on the field, you know. So hopefully if you got them out there, they're playmakers and capable of making some good plays for you. And our guys came up with some last week for sure.
Are Champ and or Brian going to be able to practice
it? Yeah, hopeful that both of them will be out there.
Josh, what did you see from Russ? You still learning kind of the offensive line system, and he started last week. What did you see from
him? He's not really learning the offensive line system. I'd say he knows it kind of. Yeah, but he fits in perfectly with our guys, with our group. And, you know, I think he's meshed well with our group of linemen here. There's a few terms that he's got to change over in his mind that he's already done. But all the terminology, everything we're doing, he's very familiar with that. So, you know, that was a – I don't want to say it was seamless, but it was close to it for him, you know, because he's a smart player. Plays a lot of different roles for us, backs up a lot of different spots for us, and really a good addition for us, and we needed him last week for sure.
Do you anticipate at all the way he fit in there? That with Chris getting healthier,
I mean, if Chris is healthy, Chris will be in there. You know, and Russ understands his role. That certainly doesn't mean Russ can't continue to compete, which he definitely will. Russ plays the same way in practice as he does in the games, you know, and he'll hit people in a walkthrough, you know. So he's got a great attitude, really happy that he's here.
Josh, what is the fundamental difference between the old Bronco run blocking scheme and the one that you guys have implemented?
What is it?
What's the fundamental difference? Yeah, I mean, the old Cows don't block.
Yeah, there's a few more gap runs, and want to get technical. You know, blocking down maybe a little bit more than we did in the past here. Still ran plenty of zones last week. Again, had some situations in the game that kind of determined that we didn't run it as much. You know, we got into a couple two-minute settings, and there were some long yardage situations. We would have loved to run it more, but maybe a little bit more gap blocking than we have in the past. Just something that I really, you know, I kind of like, you know, something that I've had some success with, and certainly we're trying to do both, you know, and we're not majoring in one or the other, you know, so you can't just hang your hat on, you know, this is all it's going to be. You know, it's not what I'm used to, but we are definitely doing some of that for sure.
I think Nelson, you got some touches the other day. Did that have anything to do with Larson?
You know, it could have affected, obviously, you know, where he's going, you know, where he's going in and all that stuff, because if Spencer was there, then obviously Spencer could have played some fullback. And but, you know, just the game, the way the game went, you know, like I said, we're in, you know, too many longer yarded situations and ended up being in more substituted groupings, and the way we played the game just dictated that's how it went. Like I said, you go into the game with a lot of different skilled players that can touch the ball. Sometimes more of them are going to touch it than others, and there might be games where Peyton gets 12, 15, 20, I mean 20 carries. I don't know. You know what I mean? We're just going to see how it goes, and you know, but all of our guys are ready to go and ready to play.
Is that kind of your offensive philosophy, not getting certain guys touches, but just whoever?
We'd love to have enough skilled players on the field that can do good things with the ball, that once the quarterback sees what the coverage is and what the defense is telling us to do with it, that they're going to get open, and then when we give them the ball, that they could do good things with it. So if we can have five guys like that out in the field on every play, which is what our goal is, and he's one of them, then, you know, he'll get it when he's supposed to get it.
So just in general, you don't believe in, like, you know, a Brandon Marshall
forcing the ball to somebody?
Yeah, like Brandon Marshall guy getting him a certain amount of touches, or Eddie Royal.
No, I don't really buy into the, you know, force the ball. I think you get into problems. I think that creates turnovers. And defense, believe me, defenses would love that. If you had forced the ball to one guy, you know, 10 or 12 times every game, you know, and they're double-teaming them and you're still throwing it to them, or, you know, you're stacking the line of scrimmage on defense and we're still running it, you know, I mean, I don't think you can play good football consistently trying to do it that way.
Is your game plan in, or does that occur on Friday?
You mean game plan for the whole game plan? The whole game plan?
Yeah.
No, we still save. We have some things that we, you know, have to put in on Friday. You know, but most, I'd say 75, 80, 85% of it is done. You know, the guys have seen it, heard it, and, you know, and we've talked to them and implemented it, and hopefully we'll go out there and have a good practice today.
Josh, your thoughts on Jamal Lewis? Seems like he's been running for quite a while, but he's only 30.
You know, 7 out of the last 9 seasons, he's won over 1,000, I think it is. Won over 1,000 last year. You know, a really good downhill runner. You know, he challenges your ability to play good run defense inside because of his style. A very physical guy. Doesn't seem like he's lost anything. You know, I've had a opportunity to play against him a few times, and it seems like the same runner to me. You know, quick through the hole. If you give him a crease, he can get through it. Then once he's into the secondary, you know, you got to tackle him because he's a big guy.
Dinged up this week, but you probably anticipate that's
we're getting ready for him. Yeah, we're getting ready for him to play.
One more for Josh.
Or none. All right, thanks.